He had absolute confidence that his son would understand, and with understanding would come illumination. It's just ironic that it's the son who will finish the job.
Why can't you tell me?
How could he tell her that it was too great a responsibility for a mere daughter-in-law, that he couldn't trust her with something so important? He tried to soften it.
It's too much to place on the shoulders of a young woman, Jane. Peter will know what to do.
Papa!
But he wasn't listening any more. A dull thud from somewhere deep in the building reverberated faintly through the bed. He felt it more than heard it, and as he got to his feet he let the receiver fall back in its cradle. He lifted his walking stick, this time to use as a weapon rather than as an aid to walking, and shuffled toward the door. The light from the bedroom spilled down the stairs to the tiny hall below, casting his shadow before him as he made his way slowly, step by step, down to the door of his study. It stood slightly ajar, but he remembered that he had closed it. Fear tightened around his heart like a clenched fist. Using his stick, he pushed it wide and saw the light that pooled on the green leather below his desk lamp, throwing his desk diary into sharp, clear focus. Beyond its ring of light, the rest of the room lay shadowed in semi-darkness. The door to the little kitchen stood fully open. He knew, too, that he had left it closed. He tried to listen, but the ringing in his ears obliterated all else. He stepped into the room and almost immediately was aware of a movement in his peripheral vision. He swiveled around as the intruder stepped into the light, the pistol in his hand raised and pointed at Killian's chest. His face was set and grim, and Killian thought he saw fear in his eyes.
"I figured it would be you," Killian said. "I knew it was a mistake to tell you. I could see it in your eyes."
"Could you?"
"I saw all this. Probably before you did."
"Then you'll know how it ends."
"Yes."
He was resigned to it now.
"I couldn't let you tell anyone."
It was almost as if he were pleading for understanding.
"No. You couldn't."
The three shots from the pistol reverberated with deafening intensity in the stillness of the night. Propelled by the first of them back against the wall, Killian was dead before the other bullets left the gun. The distant echo of gunshot was followed by the sound of a phone ringing in the bedroom upstairs. Frozen momentarily by the act of murder, the killer seemed startled by it and then moved to sudden action. He had no idea how much time he might have, but it was imperative that he find and destroy the evidence.